That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Only 3 more days before the big Labor Day weekend, friends. So buy that extra package of Alka-Seltzer now and take it with you wherever you go. Now, that's mighty good advice. And if you heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer handy when you need it. Suppose, for example, you're on a holiday trip and something you eat doesn't agree with you. As a result, you're suffering from acid indigestion. Maybe it's late at night or you're miles away from a drugstore. Well, it's a mighty simple thing to reach in your bag and find that package of Alka-Seltzer you brought along. As you drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it down, you'll say to yourself that the sparkling effervescent solution Alka-Seltzer makes never tasted better. And the fast relief it offers for acid indigestion distress was never more welcome. Alka-Seltzer's dependable, fast-acting, effective. Now, you never know when you may need it to help relieve the distress of acid indigestion. And the wise thing to do is plan never to be without it. So for the holiday ahead, remember, an extra package in the grip can come in handy on your trip. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Elizabeth have gone to St. Louis to spend the last of Abner's cash and collect the $100,000 inheritance he hopes to get under the terms of the Donnelly will. As we look in on the little community today, we find it is nighttime and Lum is at home, sound asleep. Listen.
Who's that? Rennies, who ain't got no more sense than to call about in the middle of the night? If this is some prank, somebody's gonna wish he'd never done that. Oh, for pity's sake. Hello.
Mr. Edwards?
Huh?
Is this Mr. Lum Edwards speaking?
Why, yes, Mom. Who are you?
St. Louis is calling.
Louise who?
I said St. Louis is calling.
St. Louis?
Here is your party. Go ahead. Hello?
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 Who is this?
This is Abner. Can you hear me?
Is that you, Abner?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Can't you hear me, Abner?
How are you, Lum?
Well, I'm kind of sleepy right now. How are you?
Hello.
For goodness sakes, can't you hear me? Shake up your phone or something.
I'm in St. Louis, Lum.
Well, I know you are, but I don't know why you have to get a man out of bed in the middle of the night just to tell him that when he already knows it. It's way after 10 o'clock. 10:30 might not.
What'd you say, Lum?
Oh, never mind. Can't you get a little closer to that phone so you can hear me better?
Well, I'm just so tore up, Lum. I don't hardly know what I'm doing.
Well, what's the trouble, Abner? Something went wrong?
Everything's went wrong.
You ain't got hurt, have you? Fell off of a streetcar or something.
No, I'm all right.
Well, is it Elizabeth? Is she hurt?
No, she's all right, too.
Well, what's the trouble, then?
Well, I'm all through, Lum. Done. Washed up.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's terrible. My life is blasted.
Well, for pity's sake, hurry up and tell me what happened. I'm standing here in my nightshirt and the window's open and I'm getting cold.
Do you want to put your pants on?
No, I don't, because I'm going right back to bed again when I get done talking to you. Now, tell me what the trouble is.
Well, it's awful, Lum. Here I come this close to getting $100,000, and now, nothing.
You mean you won't get it?
Oh, it's awful, Lum.
Well, how do you know you won't get it? It ain't September the 1st yet. Won't be for a few hours yet.
I know that.
Have you been to see that law outfit that's handling the Donnelly will?
No, I ain't, Lum. I know where they're located at, but I ain't been there to see them.
Well, how do you know you won't get the inherit, then?
Cause I ain't broke.
Didn't you spend all that money you had?
Well, I just about did, and I had another streak of bad luck just a few minutes ago.
Well, listen, Abner, if you've just got a few dollars left, that won't matter. After you left town yesterday, one of them lawyers from that outfit there in St. Louis come to Pine Ridge here looking for you.
For me?
Yeah, but I told him you'd gone there to see him, so he left again, and he'll see you there in his office.
Well, ain't no use for him to see me now, Lum.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before he got away, I had quite a talk with him. I told him how broke you was and all, but I said you might have a couple of dollars left, and he said that wouldn't matter none.
Well, yeah, but it's more than a couple of dollars I got left.
Well, how much is it?
Well, here's what happened.
Yeah, better tell me the whole thing.
After supper tonight, and oh, did we eat in a fancy place.
You did, huh?
Oh, me and waitresses in there, and monkey suits and I don't know what else.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Well, you know the bill for that supper alone come to $5.16.
Oh, hit never.
It done it.
Why, no two humans alive could eat that much victuals in one setting.
Well, there weren't actually much victuals to it.
The Widder Abernathy feeds that whole gang of youngins of hers on less than $3 a week.
Well, I know, Lon, but you ain't been to a place like this. They never give us much to eat, neither. Just a little dab of this and a dab of that. I had some chicken in a padded cell.
Padded cell? Yeah. I thought you was in a restaurant.
We was. That's just what it said on the menu there. Maybe padded shell, I forget now. Elizabeth had something called a fillet mignon or something.
Called what?
I don't know. Whatever it was, they must have been out of it because they just bring her a little piece of beefsteak, so it was.
And that cost you over $5?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Aunt Melinda.
And on top of that, as long as I was trying to get shut of my money, why, I left a big tip.
Well, good.
35 cents.
35 cents?
Yeah.
Well, Abner, it ain't no use overdoing this. You're going to spoil them waitresses.
Well, I know, but I was trying
to... Your 5 minutes are up. Please deposit another $1.35.
What'd you say?
Was that you imitating a girl talking long?
I said your 5 minutes are up, sir. Please deposit more money if you intend to talk longer.
I done put some money in this contraption here once.
That was for your first 5 minutes. If you're going to talk longer, it will cost you more.
Rules. How much more?
$1.35.
I ain't trying to buy this phone. I just want to talk over it for a minute.
Put in the money, Abner. I want to hear what you got to say.
Oh, all right. $1.35, did you say?
That is correct.
Money every place you go. All it is. Wish I owned one of these things here. Them money makers, I'll tell them that.
Oh, another nickel, please.
How'd you know that? You can't see me.
Abner, just put in a nickel. Look, 5 cents one way and another ain't gonna make or break you.
Looking right down through that telephone wire, sure to her. All right, here we are.
Thank you.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead. I want to stay here and finish this telephone conversation now that I paid for it.
You may talk for 5 minutes more.
I can talk a lot longer than that. All I've got to say...
Abner, will you stop arguing with her and talk to me? You're wasting your time.
That's the nosiest one woman I ever seen. Keep butting in at everything I say. Bad as a Widder Abernathy might now.
Just forget about her and talk to me. You was telling me about that supper you had.
Oh, yeah, well, after I got done paying for that, why, I counted my money, and I had $30.95 left.
Yeah?
And I spent 5 cents for a newspaper. And while I was reading this paper, I run across an ad in there for some club.
Club?
Yeah, social club or some such a thing. Anyway, it said you could join it for $30. So I figured that was a place for me to get shut of the rest of my money.
Well, that was quick thinking, yeah.
So we taken a taxi cab over to where this club was at. That was another 40 cents there for the taxi cab ride.
You was doing good.
And we climbed up some stairs. They got buildings here along with 4 and 5 lofts in them.
I know.
This place is
up
on the second floor. And they looked at us kind of peculiar for a while, but after I showed them my $30, why, they taken us into the club and give us a membership card or some such a thing.
Well, I'm proud to know you're a club man now, Abner.
Well, I don't know where I am or not. They put my name on this card. Anyway, there I was down to my last 50 cents.
Yeah.
So, while me and Elizabeth was sitting around there waiting, you know.
Wait a minute, Abner. There's somebody at the door here.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Who in the world would be out this time of the night?
Yeah, howdy, Lum. I hope you'll excuse my house robe and slippers, but I just couldn't hear a pigeon-toed thing on that phone of ours. Was you listening in, Grandpap? I couldn't hardly make out nothing Abner was saying. Spavin-legged phone of ours must be broke or something. What's Abner said so far? Did he actually pay over $5 for supper? Well, wait till I get done talking to him, and I'll tell you all about it. Hello, Abner.
Hello? Who was it, Mom?
Oh, Grandpappy Spears. He couldn't hear very good over at his place.
Yeah, they've been having trouble with that phone of theirs.
Let me say hello to him, Mom. Grandpap, get away. Abner's down to his last 50 cents, and I want to hear about it. It'll just take a second. Hello, Abner! Oh, me.
What'd you say?
I said, hello, this is Milford.
Oh, hello, Grandpap.
How's St. Louis?
It ain't very good.
What'd you say?
I said it ain't very good as far as I'm concerned.
How's that?
It's just fine.
Oh, well, that's good. Here's the receiver, Lom. Abner says St. Louis is just fine.
Hello, Abner.
Who's this, Lom?
Yeah. All right, now, you was in this social club, and you was down to your last half dollar. What happened after that?
Well, while we were sitting there, I noticed some of the other club members walk over to a row of some kind of contraptions and put a batch of money in them, and then they'd walk away.
Yeah? Well, what kind of contraptions was it?
I don't know for sure. Anyway, I figured out that'd be a good way for me to get shut of that last half a dollar. So I went over to one of these contraptions, picked out one that said 50 cents on it.
Uh-huh.
I put the half a dollar in it and pulled this stick on the side of it like I saw the others do. And you know what? Money started pouring out of that thing like an oil gusher.
Money poured out?
Yes, sir. By the time I got done picking up them half dollars, I had $47 cash.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know, it just looks like I'm the unluckiest varmint in this whole dad blame world.
What a time to hit a jackpot. Have you ever seen anyone dogged by good luck like Abner's been? What does this do to his chances to get that inheritance?